This morning on WCHL, the end is in sight, finally, for those still without power in Orange County, as less than 1,000 residents are still in the dark.
There may be a few out there that are going to take a little longer because there's quite a bit more damage, especially homes that are way back in the woods.
The Chapel Hill Town Council is in full support of a new tax in the next budget season.
I think it's time that we started investing in something that the citizens have said repeatedly that they want to see.
We'll tell you all about that investment, and we'll bring you another candidate in the Orange County Register of Deeds race. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, Carolina football continues its preseason preparations with spring practices. Plus, we'll fill you in on where the Tar Heel men and women stand in the latest college basketball polls. And...
yes, Virginia, you now have all the incentive for the ACC tournament.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:06 at WCHL, 48 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a lot of sunshine today. High today in the upper 70s. Beautiful weather, but it won't last long. Representatives of Duke Energy and Piedmont Electric say they expect power to be restored for all their customers by late tomorrow night. As of early this morning, 434 Duke Energy customers were still without power in Orange County. Spokesperson Catherine Butler of Duke Energy says the estimated time for full restoration is Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. She says the reason it takes so long to get everybody back on the grid is that freezing rain causes all kinds of unique problems for utility workers.
We were seeing almost a half an inch of ice the day after the storm hit that was frozen onto the power lines. And so that causes power lines sag or potentially even fall and break. It also causes tree limbs to be very heavy. And when tree limbs are heavy and they fall into the power lines, that can cause pretty extensive damage.
Butler says the areas hit the hardest by power outages were Orange County, Alamance County, along with Davidson, Forsyth, Guilford, Randolph, and Rowan counties. She says that Duke Energy has enlisted the help from workers in Florida and the Midwest, as well as from seven neighboring utilities to help get service back up in affected areas. Now, Piedmont Electric reports that as of early this morning, customer outages were at 258, a much smaller number. Senior Vice President and Chief Operating Officer Richard Mabbitt says the good news is that Piedmont is very close to having everyone's power back on.
There may be a few out there that are going to take a little longer because there's quite a bit more damage, especially homes that are way back in the woods.
Mabbitt says that Piedmont has about 300 workers dispatched all over the service area trying to get everyone's electricity restored. He adds that work has been going on around the clock since Friday. Meanwhile, Catherine Butler of Duke Energy has some solid advice for people who are out and about now that it's nice again.
We want to remind folks that there are still some down power lines and there might be some dangerous conditions, so to be very aware of that and stay away from any fallen power lines that might be either down on the ground or even sagging. They need to consider that all lines could be energized.
So if you're still without electricity this morning, it is frustrating. It is difficult in a lot of ways, but there is some light at the end of the tunnel. Again, they expect everyone's power to be back by late tomorrow night. The Orange County Sheriff's Department needs your help finding a man who was reported missing late last week. The North Carolina Center for Missing Persons has issued a silver alert for Thomas Jeffrey Sarl. Sarl is 60 years old. He's believed to be suffering from dementia or some other cognitive impairment. He was last seen at 2311 Bushy Cook Road in Eflin and was wearing a tan shirt and blue jeans. He's 5 feet 8 inches tall and weighs 140 pounds. He has short brown hair and gray eyes. Anyone with information is asked to call the Orange County Sheriff's Department at 919-644-3050. A picture of Sarl and that contact information can be found in this story on our website at chapelboro.com. This week, the Carborough Board of Aldermen will discuss ways to create incentives for developers to add green features to future projects. The board will also talk about land use regulations for drive-in and drive-through windows. These regulations affect location, setbacks, and placement of entrances and exits. And last on the agenda tonight, Aldermen will get an update from town staff regarding traffic analysis for downtown Carborough since 2011. The meeting starts tonight at 7:30 at Carborough Town Hall. Chapel Hill Town Council says it's time to consider putting tax dollars toward subsidizing housing, affordable rental housing. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
The town council last night unanimously endorsed a new plan to increase Chapel Hill's supply of affordable rental housing. While housing advocates applauded the move, they told the council it won't work without money. Council members, including George Cianciolo, agreed, saying it might be time to consider dedicating 1 cent of the tax rate to fund the plan.
I would like to ask the manager, when he brings us his proposed budget for next year, that it has the 1 cent tax on it, because I think it's time that we started investing in something that the citizens have said repeatedly that they want to see.
Approximately 54% of all housing units in Chapel Hill are rentals, far more than in surrounding areas. But demand outstrips supply. A 2010 study suggested the town would need to add 1,200 rental units to serve the population. But in the past 5 years, only 539 units have been approved, none of which are priced to serve those needing workforce housing. About 2,100 people are on the wait list for public housing or voucher programs in Chapel Hill, and the wait time can range from 1 to 5 years. Compounding the problem, federal funding has been steadily reduced, and town staffers say payments into the town's affordable housing fund from local developers are unpredictable at best. Sally Green, who co-chaired the Mayor's Committee on Affordable Rental Housing, said the council could consider several options for creating a dedicated local revenue stream.
Either carve out a penny on the existing tax rate or add a penny to the tax rate. There's also a discussion we could have about whether to have a bond referendum that is connected to affordable housing.
Adding 1 penny to the property tax rate would generate approximately $729,000 annually. Lee Storrow said finding that money in next year's budget could be a challenge. He asked for staff to come up with a plan to incrementally increase the funding over a period of years.
Is there a 3-year plan or a 5-year plan for us to build to a designated town-generated revenue source is really important. Because when I came on the council and really realized the limited amount of funds that the town was spending on affordable housing, it did make me feel uncomfortable.
The majority of the council supported the concept of dedicating tax dollars to affordable housing, but the precise timing and amount will be discussed when the town manager presents a budget plan later this spring. The council voted unanimously to adopt the new affordable rental housing strategy. In addition to identifying sustainable funding, the plan calls for a senior staff member to focus on affordable rentals, encourages partnerships between private builders and nonprofits, and creates a new housing advisory board to monitor implementation of the strategy. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Orange County Register of Deeds Deborah Brooks will face two challengers in this year's election, and she parts with at least one of them on a significant issue. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Incumbent Orange County Register of Deeds Deborah Brooks told WCHL that she would not sign marriage licenses for same-sex couples as long as the state doesn't recognize gay marriage.
My stand is that I do whatever the state of North Carolina law allows me to do. And if the state of North Carolina allows me to issue same-sex marriage, I would do that. But I cannot do that until the state of North Carolina, you know, approve that law.
She's running for re-election in a May 6th Democratic primary that will determine who will serve the next term as Register of Deeds. There are no Republicans running for the office. One opponent, former Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton, told WCHL that, as Register of Deeds, he would definitely sign marriage licenses for gay couples in defiance of state law. He referred recently to a spate of federal court decisions knocking down gay marriage bans in 6 states. The former mayor said that, in his view, the U.S. Constitution trumps any such state laws. The other challenger, former Deputy Register of Deeds Sarah Stevens, has not stated her views so explicitly. In a recent conversation with WCHL, Stevens would only say that she would work to ensure that her office is a friendly and welcoming place to all people. All three candidates say they'd like to facilitate the process of putting a big backlog of public records online. Voters will have to decide which candidate is best suited to accomplish that. Here's Brooks.
Currently, we're back scanning our birth certificates, our death certificates, and marriage license. And this job is done by my staff. And, you know, this is help saving the taxpayers money. And then real estate records, I have dating back to 1752. I scanned those documents, and they'll be in review, and they're going to be online pretty soon. So I want to continue to make sure that we bring the documents up to par.
Deborah Brooks worked at the Register of Deeds office for 34 years before being appointed to the top position in 2010 when her predecessor, Joyce Pearson, retired. Brooks won election to the office that same year. As Register of Deeds, she says her highest priority is saving taxpayers money.
I dropped the copywork fee. They used to pay 25 cents per page. I dropped that to 15 cents per page. Most people that's online, that they get their documents online, they don't pay a dime.
Brooks says that in her next term, she'd like to include expanding payment methods for customers to include credit cards and to electronically record all real estate documents. In the coming weeks, WCHL and chapelboro.com will talk to candidates in all local races. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
There's an organization on the UNC campus that you need to know about. It's called Best Buddies. We'll tell you about that coming up in just a moment on WCHL. It's 8:14, and time now for traffic and weather together. We'll start with traffic, and this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, and guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Now here's Ran with your morning traffic.
Thank you very much, Ron. I-40 East, seeing some delays right now, and just as we saw yesterday, I-40 eastbound between Apex Highway and NC-54, then NC-54 heading eastbound as well between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. Heavy delays in that area, so be on the lookout there. No accident being reported right now, but we are seeing those heavy delays. Be on the lookout. 15501 northbound between Ephesus Church Road and I-40, seeing minor to moderate delays. That's 15501 northbound. And 15501 northbound between Manning Drive and NC-54, also seeing some minor to moderate delays as well. Otherwise, things moving smoothly, and if you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and a very talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine at the beautiful Carolina Inn. 48 degrees in Chapel Hill, sunny skies, high today in the upper 70s. We might even hit 80. Tonight, we're looking at mostly clear skies until about midnight, and then we'll have a few clouds moving in with a 20% chance of overnight rain, our overnight low in the middle 50s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers likely in the morning and then partly sunny with a 60% chance of showers in the afternoon as well. High tomorrow in the low 70s. It's going to turn cold again tomorrow night with all the way down to about 30.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
WCHL News Time is 8:17. UNC's Best Buddies organization, which pairs students with members of the Chapel Hill community who have intellectual and developmental disabilities, is gearing up for the Spread the Word to End the Word campaign happening March 24th through March 28th. The campaign highlights how the derogatory use of the words retard and retarded negatively affects those with and also without disabilities. A National Day of Awareness was held on March 5th. Anna Ollinger, president of UNC Best Buddies, shares that the nonprofit organization is hoping to make the campaign even bigger in its third year on the Carolina campus.
Through this campaign, we're trying to show that language is really, really a powerful tool in shaping our perspective of those around us. When you use retard and retarded, you're just reinforcing negative stereotypes about people with disabilities that we're really trying to eliminate.
During the week of awareness, Best Buddies will be asking students to sign a banner as a pledge to no longer use the R word.
We're going to be handing out free Spread the Word to End the Word t-shirts, buttons, and stickers to UNC students. We'll be in the heart of UNC's campus doing that throughout those days.
On Thursday, April 3rd, Breaking Bad actor R.J. Mitty, who has cerebral palsy, is speaking on the campus in the UNC Sciences Genome Building at 8 p.m.
And he's going to be talking about disability rights and advocacy and just growing up, what it's like to have a disability and working with a disability.
Beyond the Spread the Word to End the Word campaign, UNC Buddies currently is matched about 80 students with their community buddies. By spending time together, going to the movies, dining out, or just hanging out, the buddies build one-on-one friendships. And twice a month, the entire Best Buddies chapter comes together for a large group event. If you'd like more information on the UNC Best Buddies and Spread the Word to End the Word campaign, you can read this article on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. It is 8:19 at WCHL. A lot of sports to get to this morning on WCHL. And, you know, Chapel Hill High School could win a state championship. I'm Ron Stutz. North Carolina High School Athletic Association 3A Girls Basketball State Final pits two undefeated teams against each other. The East Regional Champion Chapel Hill and the West Regional Champion Hickory. WCHL's Rand Northam spoke with head Tiger coach Sherry Norris about the big game.
The team that normally settles into the game, gets over their jitters, and makes the fewest mistakes is the one who wins. Last year, we got down. We had to battle back and tied the ball game and ended up losing by 3, which was unfortunate.
Chapel Hill and Hickory were supposed to meet last season in the state final, but the West number 1 seed got upset, and Harding University High School of Charlotte took down the Tigers in NC State's Reynolds Coliseum. However, this season the game comes to Chapel Hill, and Coach Norris says she'd like nothing more than to see her girls complete the quest for perfection in their hometown.
This entire year they have made history. That's our big thing. It's the first team to ever have an undefeated regular season. It's the first team to win 31 ball games. No one has done that. And so every game we have a different benchmark that we look for. That's one of the ways that we've tried to approach that as making history with this team. And they've bought into that.
You can pre-order tickets now for the state title game this Saturday evening in the Dean Smith Center. Presale tickets are available for $9 at the main office of Chapel Hill High School between 9 o'clock in the morning and 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and between 2 and 4:15 in the afternoon, or you can see Athletic Director Tim Bennett after 5 o'clock in the evening on days of home events. Tickets on game day are $10. You can watch the complete interview with Sherry Norris by finding this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Of course, Coach Sharon Norris has been around for a long time. She won a state championship back in the early 80s. Let's hope she gets another one this weekend. Carolina sophomore point guard Meckers Page was named to the first team All-ACC basketball team on Monday. Page joins Duke's Jabari Parker, North Carolina State's T.J. Warren, Syracuse's C.J. Fair, and Clemson forward K.J. McDaniels. Carolina's James Michael McAdoo was named to the All-ACC second team. UNC women's star Diamond Shields was named to the first team All-ACC team on Monday as well. The Shields, the only freshman to make the All-ACC team. As for this week's rankings, the Tar Heel men dropped a spot to number 15 in both national polls following a win against Notre Dame and then the loss on Saturday night to Duke. Florida is still the top team in the country in both polls, collecting 50 out of the 65 first-place votes in the Associated Press rankings. Undefeated, number 2 Wichita State got the other 15 votes for the top spot. Other ACC schools in the rankings, number 6 or number 7 Duke, and number 11 Syracuse. As for the women, Tar Heels slid up a spot to number 12 in the latest AP poll following an ACC tournament semifinal loss. Connecticut remains undefeated and ranked number 1. ACC powerhouse Notre Dame sits at number 2 following the ACC tournament championship win on Sunday. Duke is number 9 following the loss to Notre Dame. 24-6 Maryland lands at number 11. You can read the story and get all the details on men's and women's rankings on our website at chapelboro.com. You might want to know that Jason Capel has been let go after 4 seasons at Appalachian State. Athletic Director Charlie Cobb said Monday the school will not be renewing Capel's contract. He's in the final year now of a 4-year deal that expires at the end of March. The former Carolina guard, whose brother Jeff is on Duke staff, was the youngest coach in Division I when he was hired in 2010. The Mountaineers went 9-21 this season. He's 53-70 in 4 seasons there. Number 15 North Carolina baseball team, 10-4 on the season, will look to take down 9-5 George Mason today, 4 p.m., Boschmer Stadium. Should be a beautiful day for Carolina baseball. Tar Heels coming off a 2-1 series win to open up their ACC campaign. Head coach Mike Fox says it's still disappointing not to close out the series sweep.
I mean, we're happy to get the series win. Certainly, you know, disappointing to go into Sunday, obviously didn't have a chance to win all 3 and not get it done. But, you know, all in all, we you know, you after you kind of process today, you got to look back and say, okay, you know, not great, but not, you know, but not bad.
Coach Fox says in the tight encounters, the little mistakes will come back to bite you, and the young Tar Heels are still committing some costly errors.
Again, you got to finish games in this league. I mean, there's such a fine line between winning and losing. Every game, but certainly in our league, and a couple of plays here and there, but in the close games, you can't make mistakes.
One of the bright spots in the Tar Heel lineup has been sophomore Corey Dunbar. Coach Fox says he's seen a lot of improvement out of the catcher out of Charleston, West Virginia.
Well, he's confident now. He's gotten better, and obviously the double he hit down the line, he's just. You know, last year, I'm not sure he does that. I think he gets too big with 2 strikes and just trying to stay short and put the ball in play and move the ball. He's got to cut down on his strikeouts, but he hit a couple balls hard today. And even the fly ball he hit the right field, you didn't see Corey Dunbar doing that last year. And he was kind of all pull guy. And you got to learn, got to learn to use all fields. So he's just gotten better. Big part of our team this year, for sure.
George Mason comes into this game today off a 2-1 series loss to Fairfield. Carolina will hope to build some momentum in the middle of the week here as a weekend series against Maryland in College Park is looming starting on Friday. Now, Carolina football, busy every day. Carolina football's most electrifying player, Ryan Switzer, has made it clear he's out to build upon 2013 success and shatter even more ACC and NCAA records during the 2014 football season. WCHL's Matt Oakes reports.
We can get better. You know, if they can go man more often and those guys can do what they do, and that's, you know, play some daggone good defense, you know, we're gonna be tough to handle.
That was Ryan Switzer, the freshman sensation who burst onto the national landscape last season by leading the ACC in punt return yardage and return touchdowns with 4. Switzer was named first-team All-ACC for his incredible performances on Saturdays. Switzer says he's still building his relationship with new offensive coordinator Seth Luttrell, but he expects there to be plenty of intensity involved.
You know, he's kind of learning the schemes, he's kind of learning his place a little bit, but you know, me and him have talked, and you know, I understand, and we're in agreement that, you know, as soon as he gets comfortable where he's at, you know, he's gonna be able to start coaching how he wants to coach. And from what I've heard, it's pretty intense.
Carolina will hold 2 practices away from Chapel Hill this spring. Switzer says he thinks bringing the Tar Heels to Charlotte and Greensboro will help the program's broad range support and aid in recruiting battles.
I mean, it's great. You know, anytime that you can expand your range, and you know, it's good for recruiting. It's good for you know, people that can't come down and see us practice, and you know, people that just see the games, so you get to see behind the scenes. You know, I think we're practicing at Audrey Kell, which is my uncle's high school. He's a principal there, so it's going to be good for me to see some family. Anytime you can get the people in your state behind your program, it's really big, and that's what Coach Fedora and the coaching staff is trying to do.
Switzer says he's looking forward to honing his skills as not only a specialist, but also a wide receiver this coming season for the Tar Heels.
My goal is just to continue to get better as a wideout. You know, with last year, a full year of experience, you know, the difference from last year to this upcoming season is going to be, you know, phenomenal. And I'm looking forward to showing what I've worked on in the offseason in terms of offensively. And it's going to be I'm really excited about it, man. I've worked really hard on it.
And as for his concerns over teams kicking away from him in 2014, Switzer says he's not worried.
I love it, man. You know, going into, you know, when teams get to prepare for you, man, I remember going into last season, South Carolina, I remember, you know, these guys don't know who I am. They're not preparing for me. So when I know that a team has to, you know, prepare for me individually, you know, it means something. It means that you're worth something. And you know, they're gonna do. Other teams are gonna do what they're gonna do. You know, Cincinnati had a whole month to prepare for us. And they still ended up having to kick me the ball. So I'm gonna get some punts, man.
Fans will be able to see Switzer and the rest of the Tar Heels in action at the annual Blue and White Spring Game, April 12th at 3 p.m. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
One of the things that makes Ryan Switzer so good is that he runs like the wind. I think he was running during that interview as well. Big breeze out there on the practice field. 827 at WCHL.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Yes, Virginia, you now have all the incentive for the ACC tournament. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Things couldn't be set up better for Virginia, which may be the least respected number one seed in the history of the ACC tourney. The Cavaliers not only lost their meaningless regular season finale at Maryland Sunday, their no-name roster was pretty much snubbed in the All-ACC voting release Monday. So you are happy that Carolina wound up in Virginia's bracket? Not so fast, Tar Heel fans, as the Cavs go to Greensboro as the toughest, most unglamorous team in the field. One player, Malcolm Brogdon, on the second All-ACC team. One, Joe Harris, on the third team. One, Akeel Mitchell, makes honorable mention. Freshman London Perrante is on the All-Rookie team. Sophomore Justin Anderson is the best six man in the ACC. Mitchell again on the All-Defensive team. Wait a minute. That gives Virginia 6 spots on the total All-ACC ballot, the most of any team in the conference. Carolina has 5. Syracuse has 5. Duke has only 3. And when UVA's Tony Bennett wins ACC Coach of the Year, as he's expected to do, that will be 7 spots for the regular season champions who have been flying under the radar all season. So think again. 7 spots on the ACC honor roll. 7 letters in the word winners. Still happy the Tar Heels will play the Cavaliers in Saturday's first semifinal if they can both get by quarterfinal games on Friday. Virginia may be the best team in the ACC coming in with the least fanfare and most to prove. How could they let outlier Maryland beat them in the Terps' last regular season game as a member of the ACC? Well, for one, it was senior day in College Park. And two, who cares since Virginia had locked up first place a week ago? So get out your program with the players and the numbers listed under each team's name. You may need it to tell who the heck is out there in the white jerseys the Cavaliers will wear in Greensboro as long as they're playing. Who the heck are these guys? Brogdon, Harris, Mitchell, Anderson, Parentes, coached by the guy who left his heart in San Francisco? Well, maybe not the last one. But don't be surprised if no name Virginia breaks your heart in the not-so-Golden Gate City. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
At the UPS Store, we love printing.
Printing?
Large format flyers, professional presentations and manuals, window clings, bumper stickers, basically anything you might need, we can do.
Impressive.
We do it all from start to finish. All you have to do is drop off your materials at one of our stores, or better yet, send them by email. Whether it's a few copies or hundreds of presentations, we give you a professional result and fast. To learn more about how we can help you, stop by the UPS Stores in Meadowmont, Chapel Hill North, and on Fordham Boulevard.
The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Bedoda Landscape Design. It's half off, $150 for landscape design consultation, available now for $75. Bedoda Design exists to craft beautiful, functional, and meaningful designs for your home and family. A lead designer from Bedoda will meet with you to discuss your needs and desires, then they'll generate two drawings, including plant specimens appropriate to your microclimate and personal tastes, water features, and more. It's half off from Bedoda Landscape Design. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
8:30 and WCHL, it is 48 degrees right now. Look for a lot of sunshine today. Nothing but high today, about 78 degrees. And don't be surprised if we get all the way up to 80.
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. Now into a fourth day of searching for a missing Boeing 777 jet, which was bound from Malaysia to China. Two passengers aboard drew interest, but correspondent Bob Orr says now...
Law enforcement and intelligence sources tell us there is still no evidence pointing to terrorism. There have been no credible claims of responsibility from any terror group and no intel chatter suggesting any plot or attack against the flight. And now investigators are fairly convinced that those two men traveling on false passports had nothing at all to do with the jet's disappearance.
10 nations, including the U.S., are now looking for that plane using ships and aircraft. In Beijing, CBS's Seth Doan.
All of the searching has primarily been in the Gulf of Thailand and the South China Sea and in that area between Malaysia and the southern tip of Vietnam. Now the search has expanded to include parts of Malaysia's west coast.
Again, 239 people were aboard that plane. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
49 degrees, 832 at WCHL. Sunny day on the way with a high in the upper 70s. If you have electricity at your house, your life may be back to normal now. But if you're still without power, then you're going through all kinds of difficulties. We have good news for you. Representatives at Duke Energy and Piedmont Electric say they expect power to be restored for all customers by late tomorrow night. As for early this morning, 434 Duke Energy customers were still without electricity here in Orange County. Spokesperson Catherine Butler of Duke Energy says the estimated time for full restoration is tomorrow night at 11:30. She says the reason it takes so long to get everybody back on the grid is that freezing rain, which we had last week, causes unique problems for utility workers.
Almost a half an inch of ice the day after the storm hit that was frozen onto the power lines. And so that causes power lines sag or potentially even fall and break. It also causes tree limbs to be very heavy. And when tree limbs are heavy and they fall into the power lines, that can cause pretty extensive damage.
There were several counties hit hardest for Duke Energy customers. They include Orange, Alamance, Davidson, Forsyth, Guilford, Randolph, and Rowan counties. She says that Duke Energy is enlisted help from workers in Florida and the Midwest, as well as from seven neighboring utilities to help get service back up in affected areas. Piedmont Electric reports that as of 5:40 this morning, customer outages were at 258 in Orange County. Senior Vice President and Chief Operating Officer Richard Mabbitt says the good news is that Piedmont is very close to having everyone's power back on.
There may be a few out there that are going to take a little longer because there's quite a bit more damage, especially homes that are way back in the woods.
Mabbitt says that Piedmont has about 300 workers dispatched all over the service area trying to get power restored. He has work has been going on around the clock since Friday. They're working very hard to get everybody's electricity back on. Meanwhile, Catherine Butler of Duke Energy has some solid advice for people who are out and about now that it's nice outside again, whether you're a customer of Duke or Piedmont.
We want to remind folks that there are still some down power lines and there might be some dangerous conditions, so to be very aware of that and stay away from any fallen power lines that might be either down on the ground or even sagging. They need to consider that all lines could be energized.
The Orange County Sheriff's Department needs your help finding a man who was reported missing late last week. The North Carolina Center for Missing Persons has issued a silver alert for Thomas Jeffrey Sarl. Sarl is 60 years old. He's believed to be suffering from dementia or some other cognitive impairment. He was last seen at 2311 Bushy Cook Road in Eflin and was wearing a tan shirt and blue jeans. He's 5'8", weighs 140 pounds, has short brown hair and gray eyes. Anyone with information is asked to get in touch with the Orange County Sheriff's Department. A picture of Sarl can be found in this story on our website at chapelboro.com. We also have the phone number there. Chapel Hill Town Council is thinking about raising taxes. Council says it's time to consider putting tax dollars towards subsidizing affordable rental housing. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
The town council last night unanimously endorsed a new plan to increase Chapel Hill's supply of affordable rental housing. While housing advocates applauded the move, they told the council it won't work without money. Council members, including George Cianciolo, agreed, saying it might be time to consider dedicating 1 cent of the tax rate to fund the plan.
I would like to ask the manager, when he brings us his proposed budget for next year, that it has the 1 cent tax on it, because I think it's time that we started investing in something that the citizens have said repeatedly that they want to see.
Approximately 54% of all housing units in Chapel Hill are rentals, far more than in surrounding areas. But demand outstrips supply. A 2010 study suggested the town would need to add 1,200 rental units to serve the population. But in the past 5 years, only 539 units have been approved, none of which are priced to serve those needing workforce housing. About 2,100 people are on the wait list for public housing or voucher programs in Chapel Hill, and the wait time can range from 1 to 5 years. Compounding the problem, federal funding has been steadily reduced, and town staffers say payments into the town's affordable housing fund from local developers are unpredictable at best. Sally Green, who co-chaired the Mayor's Committee on Affordable Rental Housing, said the council could consider several options for creating a dedicated local revenue stream.
Either carve out a penny on the existing tax rate or add a penny to the tax rate. There's also a discussion we could have about whether to have a bond referendum that is connected to affordable housing.
Adding 1 penny to the property tax rate would generate approximately $729,000 annually. Lee Storrow said finding that money in next year's budget could be a challenge. He asked for staff to come up with a plan to incrementally increase the funding over a period of years.
Is there a 3-year plan or a 5-year plan for us to build to a designated town-generated revenue source is really important. Because when I came on the council and really realized the limited amount of funds that the town was spending on affordable housing, it did make me feel uncomfortable.
The majority of the council supported the concept of dedicating tax dollars to affordable housing, but the precise timing and amount will be discussed when the town manager presents a budget plan later this spring. The council voted unanimously to adopt the new affordable rental housing strategy. In addition to identifying sustainable funding, the plan calls for a senior staff member to focus on affordable rentals, encourages partnerships between private builders and nonprofits, and creates a new housing advisory board to monitor implementation of the strategy. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
That happened last night in Chapel Hill, and tonight the Carrboro Board of Aldermen will discuss ways to create incentives for developers to add green features to future projects. The board will also discuss land use regulations for drive-in and drive-through windows, and also get an update from town staff regarding traffic analysis for downtown Carrboro. That meeting starts tonight at 7:30 at Town Hall. WCHL News Time is 8:38. Coming up, Adopt a Pet. We'll let you know how you can adopt a local pet from one of our animal organizations on WCHL. Also, Jeff Gilson is back with today's very thoughtful commentary. He says we all need to consider just being nice to each other. And that includes politics. How can that happen? Well, Jeff will tell you coming up.
When she looks at that diamond ring, she's going to feel like, oh my God, he did so much for me. This man really, really loves me.
That's Joey at Diamonds Direct, where they specialize in making guys heroes.
We go the extra mile to find the right diamond, the right mounting. No matter how long it takes, we'll look through every ring in this store, every diamond in this store, until he can look at it and go, that's her. I want that one.
It starts with superior diamonds at no middleman prices.
From the mine to our cutting house to the floor here. There's no middleman in between adding 5 and 10% along the way. That is the whole point of the name Diamonds Direct.
But it's more than just the diamond. It's the ring, the look.
The design of the ring is just as important as the diamond in the center to most women. Most men just look at the rock in the center, but women look at the whole design of the ring. They want something that they feel they can look at that is their one-of-a-kind special ring.
Names like DeCorey, Verragio, Simon G., Henry Dossie, Scott K., and dozens more.
We have over 4,000 settings in this store.
Diamonds Direct, the value you want, the ring she wants. The Carolinas Direct Diamond Importer, outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's.
Always on the go? Let the design team at Best Tile make your next remodeling project a breeze. Our personal designers are here to help make your vision a reality. No muss, no fuss. And with a huge selection from around the world, you're sure to find the perfect tile right here without having to scour the triangle. With Best Tile, you don't have to put your life on hold to make your home beautiful again. Best Tile, local store, global selection, at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, or find us online at besttile.com.
Chapel Hill is a bike rider's town, and I love riding my bike. It's such a perfect feeling to be out there, man and machine working together, all the parts combining to accomplish something you never knew you could achieve. And that is the same idea I apply to my job. I'm Blake Smith, and I'm with CEI, the source in the triangle for your office equipment solutions. We can set you up with the best equipment and help you organize so all your moving parts can work together and achieve amazing things. Visit me online at copycei.com. You'll be glad you did, and so will your office.
Beethoven, what's wrong?
Ah, I'm trying to compose my ode to joy, but how can I be joyous when I'm so hungry?
Why don't you try Bread Mints? They've got everything from sandwiches to scrambled eggs. It's my favorite spot in town.
Gott in Himmel, that's it! Breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. Lots of food, not much to pay. Go to Bread Mints, come to Bread Mints. Eat at Bread Mints every day.
Bread Mints Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
You're a genius, Beethoven.
Donkey shit.
6 seconds on the clock. Taylor spins, pulls up, and hits the jumper! Let's go to the instant replay. Taylor made a move past the guard, and what was that?
Looks like he pulled out his phone and called Geico for a free rate quote.
In the middle of the game?
He saved hundreds of dollars on his car insurance and nails the shot.
You can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him.
Students, alumni, and faculty of any ACC school could qualify for a special discount on Geico auto insurance. Call or go to geico.com/the ACC.
Good morning, it is 841 at WCHL, and it is time now for Adopt-A-Bet, which we normally do on Tuesdays with a variety of animal organizations. We want to get all these adoptable pets out there to permanent homes, and today, Catherine Grabowski is here from Independent Animal Rescue. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
Tell us about this cat that you have.
I have got Juno. She is a beautiful 10-and-a-half-month-old tabby cat, gray, brown, and orange marmalade, a very unusual color combination.
Yeah.
She's really quite a striking, very petite little cat.
And what's the story behind her?
Juno was found, actually, by a woman. She was a stray. She was about 5 months old, and she was found in her garden, and she was brought to us at Independent Animal Rescue.
Now, you have quite a few foster pets, right?
I do. I have six right now, and wow, they're all very delightful. Juno is the social director for the entire group. Yes, she's a very lively, very playful kitty. She gets them all organized. They all have a good rest at night in their little cushions, and first thing in the morning she's up and following me around the house with her little sisal mousy.
Mm-hmm.
But she gets all the cats running through the tunnels and chasing the balls, and she's a very playful kitten.
Well, I want to say thank you to you and people like you who do this, foster animals, and try and do everything you can to get them permanent homes. And Independent Animal Rescue is just a wonderful organization. If folks would like to find out more about it, how do they do that?
They can go to our website, animalrescue.net, mm-hmm. and we have pictures and descriptions of all the cats and dogs on mm-hmm. the website that are available. All of our animals are in foster care, so you'll get a very good description of them.
From people who really know them. Yeah.
From people that really know them. And if you are interested and serious about adopting, if you fill out the application form on site, online, we can help make a match for you mm-hmm. from the foster parents who really do know a lot about their animals.
Well, it's animalrescue.net. And once again, we're going to take a picture of Juno before she leaves okay. here today. And we'll put it on our website, which is chapelbrew.com. And also, sure. we'll put it on Facebook and all that sort of thing and get her out there. And somebody's going to take her home soon.
Yes, I hope so. I do want to say also that this coming Saturday, the 15th, mm-hmm. You can meet some of the cats out at the Petco at South Square.
Fantastic.
And it would be another opportunity to meet some of our other animals.
All right. Well, Catherine, thank you so much, and appreciate you coming in. Juno, thank you for coming in, too.
Thank you so much. Always have a wonderful day.
Look forward to doing this every single week. And almost every single one of the pets that are brought in here get adopted, and that's what it's all about.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
We do thank you. Okay.
Well, it's a society full of people who have lots of gratitude. So let's check in now and get today's opinion piece on WCHL.
And now WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Jeff Gilson. You know, it suddenly struck me recently that we don't need complicated definitions for competing political, economic, and social philosophies to determine how we should interact when living and working together in a community, a society, a co-op, a family, a nation, the world. We just need to remember the definition of words like decency, honor, loyalty, respect, and best of all, nice. We don't need a Supreme Court, a judge, a president, the United Nations, a nag, a nanny, even the mayor of Chapel Hill to tell us when the manner of our political, economic, or social interaction with others is wrong. We just need to be conscious of whether or not something we are doing is likely to hurt someone else. Take a moment to look around you. Think about your workmates, your family, your friends, the bar last evening, the church on Sunday, the General Assembly the night before last, the local newspaper, WCHL this morning, the past week, the previous year, the social and political ups and downs since before you were born. We are not in the mess we are in today because some grand human design failed. We are where we are, where you are, because we forgot the most basic rule of living with 7 billion other human beings. You gotta own responsibility for the consequences of what you do and say. Or, to put it more simply, we stopped listening when our brains screamed at us, "Oh my gosh, I can't do that. It's mean." We don't need to crash this, burn that, or rebuild the other to find a better way forward. We just need to start being honest with ourselves and to start caring a bit more about how we behave with respect to others. Well, that's my take, and this is Jeff Gilson.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And thank you, Jeff. 847 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. One final note about Juno. Juno would be good to adopt with another cat. She needs a companionship. She's a sociable and social kitty. So just keep that in mind. 847 at WCHL, today's hometown hero, coming up in just a few minutes on WCHL.
When you walk into Diamonds Direct and you walk into one of these other stores, it's a whole different feeling. It's a whole different selection. It's a whole different grade of merchandise.
Diamonds Direct's Joey Stagnone comparing Diamonds Direct to one of those mega national corporate chain jewelry stores.
Half the stores you go into don't have any diamond selection. They pull up a computer and they go, "Oh, well, we have this this at our other location, but this will be perfect for you. Let me get a deposit from you. We'll bring it in for you. We don't do that here.
Joey says it's also a difference in quality because each diamond at Diamonds Direct is hand-selected by the owners in Tel Aviv versus some corporate buying office.
They don't see every diamond they buy. Most corporate offices don't even know about half the merchandise is being bought by the buyers until it's in the store.
Diamonds Direct.
You're buying from a massive selection where you're going to choose the stone that works best for you.
Better selection, higher quality, unrivaled passion.
Honesty, integrity, selection, caring about the customer more than the almighty dollar.
Diamonds Direct, the Carolinas' direct diamond importer.
I will not sell a diamond to anyone unless I love the diamond myself. I won't compromise, not when it comes to diamonds.
Outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's.
Okay, I'm all set for a full Saturday of kitchen remodeling. Step one, fix the countertop. Step two, update those cabinets. That's okay, it's under warranty. Step three, modernize the floor. My wife's gonna kill me.
Hi, I'm Bill Cederberg of Cederberg Kitchens and Additions. Why tackle remodeling yourself? Let Cederberg Kitchens and Additions guide you through the whole process. Visit us at CederbergKitchens.com.
Part of a dazzling night of 1930s style at the Ackland Art Museum. On Friday, March 14th, the Ackland presents its first Ackland Artini, featuring live 1930s jazz and blues and artistic mixed drinks created by your favorite local bars, including the Crunkleton, Top of the Hill, Jujubee, the Franklin Hotel, and Sugarland. Tickets are available at the Ackland Museum store in downtown Chapel Hill. For more information, go to Ackland's website, Ackland.org.
849 at WCHL. Tell time now for your traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town. They're made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, guaranteed to taste great, and only 79 cents at Cruisers. Good to go. Not a lot of problems with traffic this morning. It's been a pretty smooth day as opposed to some of the days we've had around here lately. Things moving fairly smoothly. Some of the usual congestion, but nothing really out of the ordinary too much. And if you see anything during the day, anytime, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Let us know about whatever it is, and you can become a WCHL Road Warrior. You can also tweet us at WCHL. WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Go see Berkeley Grimble. If you have been thinking about an engagement ring, you're thinking about popping the question, Berkeley's a guy to see at Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, next door to Whole Foods. It is 49 degrees, sunshine, high today in the upper 70s. It's going to start to warm up here soon. Tonight, mostly clear, and then a few clouds moving in overnight. 20% chance of showers in the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low, about 55. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers likely even in the morning, and then a 60% chance of showers in the afternoon as well, with a high in the low 70s. Tomorrow night, we'll get all the way down to 30. Still a 50-50 chance of rain, so it definitely is going to take a turn for the cooler. 851 at WCHL. And if you love musicals, you are in for a treat. Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber's Tony Award-winning musical Evita returns at last. Eva Perón used her beauty and charisma to rise meteorically from the slums of Argentina to the presidential mansion as First Lady. Evita tells Eva Perón's passionate and unforgettable true story and features some of theater's most beautiful songs. Tickets to the show can be purchased online through Ticketmaster and DPACNC.com. But luckily, WCHL is giving you the chance to win tickets for free to Sunday's show to watch a performance at 6:30 p.m. at Durham Performing Arts Center. Every day, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to a call-in winner who becomes a finalist for Friday's grand prize, which is one VIP package, including two premium tickets, a parking pass, and a $40 dinner gift card. So be the caller number 5 right now at 919-929-WCHL. Caller number 5. At the very least, you'll get two tickets to the show, and you might even win that grand prize, which is a VIP package. Call right now. Caller number 5 is today's winner.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
This is Bill Cederberg of Cederberg Kitchens and Additions, located here in Chapel Hill. Been in business since 1986.
Cederberg Kitchens and Additions, they're very good at the job they do.
We're a full-service design remodeling company, Ron, and we specialize in turnkey process where our customers usually are looking for sort of a one-stop solution. We can help them with the design process, research, resourcing of materials and helping them with actually making decisions about what's going to work best for their personal situation, and then the actual production of that work with our own staff, you know, trying to essentially minimize the number of opportunities for, you know, miscommunication or loss of information because you're handing it off to a third party or another party. And so we are ultimately responsible from the beginning of the process to the end of the process.
Remember the name, Bill Cederberg.
People are interested in learning more about us. You can go to our website at cederbergkitchens.com. You'll see examples of our work and some testimonials and products, et cetera, et cetera.
Cederberg Kitchens and Additions.
We are located at 630 Weaver Dairy Road in the middle of the Cedar Village Shopping Center here. And you can find us in the phone book at 919-967-1171.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. Rosacea is a common but misunderstood skin condition of flushing, blushing, and breakouts. If left untreated, the symptoms can worsen, and with time, people with rosacea may see a permanent redness in their face. If you've noticed signs of rosacea and are looking for help, request an appointment online with Central Dermatology Center at centralderm.net or call us at 919-401-1994. We accept most major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE.
Here's a look at what's new on chapelboro.com. Mediterranean Deli wins Chapelboro's restaurant tournament bracket. The Scene Around Town Gallery takes you to the Murphy School radio show. Mark Barroso weighs in on Chatham Park, the controversial new development planned near Pittsboro. And Freddie Kiger pays tribute to local heroes past and present with a moving speech at Chapelboro's Village Pride Awards. Visit chapelboro.com today for all of this and more. Chapelboro.com. More of what you live here for.
Hey, congratulations to Mary Redfoot of Chapel Hill, who called in and won the tickets to see Evita at DPAC. Opening night just happens to be tonight. Her tickets are for Sunday's show starting at 6:30 at DPAC. And she might even win our grand prize, which is a VIP package, including two premium tickets, parking pass, and a $40 gift card for dinner as well. And we'll draw for that on Friday. Whatever, if you win a pair of tickets, you have a 20% chance of winning the whole thing. So you can also go to WCHL's Facebook page, log on now to enter to win tickets there. One lucky winner will be randomly chosen on Friday. 855 at WCHL. Remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond? What's the word? How do you spell it? What does it mean? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer. You can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. The word of the day always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Charlotte White and her husband Eric started something called the Skajaja Fund a few years ago in 2008. That's a charitable organization, and it's gotten bigger every year.
Skajaja, we raise funds and grant money to kids in Chapel Hill and Carver to do extracurricular activities, and then they're asked to pay it forward in return.
Yes, it's all about paying it forward, and because of the Skajaja Fund, some of the kids in our community have been able to do things they otherwise would not have been able to do. That's why Charlotte and Eric White are today's WCHL Hometown Heroes.
It originally started with my sister-in-law, Kim, who is the K in Skajaja, gave all of her family members money to pay it forward, and she asked us to come back and tell us what we did with the money. So in honor of her and her family, Scott, Kim, Josh, Ashley, Jessica, and Adam, which is how they signed all their gifts when they give a gift, We named it after them.
It's really fun to sit back and watch Skajaja grow, and Charlotte says she's amazed at what some of these kids do to help others.
Yeah, it's kind of neat, and then it's kind of neat because we'll do anything from we've paid for kids, you know, just their instrument rental, or then we've had kids go to trips to Costa Rica or even school field trips or doing lots of camps. We do a lot of summer camps, which is what a lot of our money ends up going to. And then to see the different kinds of things they do. We've had some of the older kids will tutor younger kids.
Kind of inspiring, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And then a lot of them will do school cleanup, where they'll get together and clean up their school or plant flowers. So some kids will, you know, go to another nonprofit and help them and volunteer. And it's just really neat to see all the different things that they do.
Skajaja holds one big fundraiser every fall. Go to their website and find out more about how you can get involved. Of course, they have the need to take your contribution at any time.
Yes, we do. SkajajaFund.org. That's SkajajaFund.org.
Thank you, Charlotte and Eric White, for your concern for the kids in our community. Congratulations, you're today's WCHL Hometown Heroes.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand, we promise.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Bedota Landscape Design. It's half off, $150 for landscape design consultation, available now for $75. Bedota Design exists to craft beautiful, functional, and meaningful designs for your home and family. A lead designer from Bedota will meet with you to discuss your needs and desires, then they'll generate two drawings, including plant specimens appropriate to your microclimate and personal tastes, water features, and more. It's half off from Bedota Landscape Design. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
Congratulations to Neil Bench, WCHL faithful listener. He called in with a word of the day, auspicious, A-U-S-P-I-C-I-O-U-S. Auspicious, it means promising success or optimistic. Neil Bench gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Wayne will have another word tomorrow morning at about 10 minutes until 8 o'clock. It is going to be a nice day. Lots of sunshine today. Look for a high today of about 78 degrees. Don't be surprised if we hit 80.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Carolina women's basketball.
Kicks it outside to Diamond to Shields. Three-pointer is in there.
WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk.